Yes, you are listening to the Ready, Set, Retire radio podcast with Steve Anzoni. My name is Jessica Forkell. Get more details on the website at fairwayfinancial.net.
I know a lot of folks are kind of, you know, holding their finances and their decisions closer to their chest because we are in a highly, highly intense political season right now.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of things kind of, you know, really wavering of who's going to be in the White House, what's going to happen. And that goes down for taxes. That goes down for our economy and the market. So a lot of folks not really wanting to make financial decisions right now, kind of seeing where the chips may lay. But, Steve, you've been saying that that's not exactly the approach we need to take. It's more so being proactive so that whatever happens, you're prepared.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, of all the things to do, doing nothing is probably not the wisest thing to do today. I mean, you've got interest rates are still pretty good. So if you haven't paid attention to your bank money, and I get this a lot, you know, I mean, I got people who call me from the show, from the workshops we do, from whatever, right? And they're like, hey, you know, how you doing? I just want to do a review, see what's going on. I'm like, great. So we talk about their bank money. I said, what are you earning on it? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I mean, is it getting one like it did a year ago? Should you be getting four? I mean, money market rates right now are paying still a little over four. So if you got your safe money, you're not getting at least four, you need to make a phone call because, like the cable company, these banks aren't going to call you and say, hey, have we got a better deal for you? Okay, you have to be proactive and call them. So that's what your safe money. Now, with your retirement money, I don't know, the days of autopilot, you may want to rethink that strategy because you need to be a little bit more proactive. Now, I'm not saying you need to know what I know with my knowledge in 37 years, but you need to know a little bit more about where your money is, what the risks are, all the fees. I actually had a guy that I met with, and he said, I pulled all of my money out of the market a year ago because I was concerned about the present administration and all that stuff. And ironically, we're near an all-time high with the Dow. I've been in this business for 37 years. I can't figure it out. How is it where it's at? And every expert, there's a phrase, right? Every expert that I've talked to, they're all shaking their head. And to a T, they've all said to me, this is not going to last. This is going away pretty fast. This has all been built up somehow, and they're all have the same feelings that I do. I guess what I'm getting at is this is really an unbelievable time to get a hold of where you're at, to figure out what you want to do. And don't just take all your money and hide it. There are opportunities out there, great ones, if you talk to the right people and find out about them. Because again, they're not going to be volunteered, except maybe on this show where I can share some ideas. But be proactive. There are ways you can earn money without downside risk, okay, in your 401k or anywhere else. So if you're concerned about what's going on in the climate and you just need some direction, give us a call here at 508-552-3230, and we'd be happy to chat with you about your situation. We can do it over the phone, or you can come into our beautiful new office in Hyannis, right in the center on Main Street, and come in, meet the team and myself, and have just a conversation about where you're at and what's going on. And it's a worthwhile investment in your time and in your future because knowledge is power, okay? And you need to be more knowledgeable today more than ever regarding your retirement planning process. So 508-552-3230. I'd love to sit and chat or talk on the phone. And we can certainly give you some direction as to where you're going.
You know, Steve, you talked about knowing your money and understanding your money. Well, part of that is understanding, well, how much can I withdraw from my retirement? Well, each year, the folks at Morningstar Financial, they update their calculations. Their latest number is at 4% monthly. Here is Amy Arnott.
I think it gives you a starting point for thinking about what might be reasonable for a withdrawal rate. And if you find that the amount that you want to spend translates into a much higher withdrawal rate, you might think about cutting back on spending a bit. Or conversely, a lot of people actually tend to underspend. So if you find that your planned spending is actually significantly lower than 4%, you might want to consider increasing it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the old rule, right? That's been around since the 80s, 4%. And they've tinkered with it and they dropped it to as low as 3.5% 2 years ago when obviously interest rates were pathetic. And it's come back up to 4, okay, with high interest rates. So think about that. So first of all, it's an educated guess. And secondly, like Amy just said, you've got to look at your own situation and see what's going on. Now, if Social Security is going to be there, it's going to be a check every month that you don't have to worry about what percentage, you know, you're drawing, because it's basically a pension plan of sorts. Now, most of us don't have pensions anymore, and that's a big, big problem. So we're using our 401ks like pensions, and unfortunately, we're guessing, like, oh, I think I could take 4, I think I could take 3, I think I could take 5. And that's probably not the way you want to go with all your money. I think when you retire, you want to be able to count on and rely on a certain amount of income every month that you can live on and be comfortable with, right? You're trying to replace your paychecks and all this stuff. And let's just give an example, Jess. So let's just say you've done a pretty good job of saving and you got $500,000 in your 401k plan. You're going to have Social Security and, you know, et cetera. So, and you've done a good job, you got no mortgage, and your expenses are very, very low, which is huge, a key part of retirement planning.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, do you want to leave your money in a bucket and have to guess how much income you're going to need for the rest of your life? Or does it make sense to take a piece of that bucket and guarantee a payout for life? Now, I didn't say guess, guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's going on today that's unbelievable in my industry. The payout rates are the highest they've been in decades. So what I mean by that is, so these products I'm talking about, they're called annuities, okay? And annuities have been around since the beginning of time. I mean, literally over hundreds of years annuities have been around. There's nothing new that I'm telling you now. But if you took, and again, just round numbers, $300,000 and you put it somewhere, and let's say you're ready to retire in 2 years, okay? So these products will give you a guaranteed growth factor, and they're between 7 and 8%. Now, it sounds like the Social Security delay growth, right? From 67 to 70. So they're giving you that. So your money's going to grow at that rate for income purposes. Then when you're ready to turn it on, the payout rates are as high as I've seen, depending on your age. But let's say you're 67 when you retire. I've seen payout rates at around 6.5-7% of that pile of money, guaranteed for life, even if the pile runs out, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear what I just said?
Yeah, if it
even
runs out.
If the pile runs out, the check doesn't run out, guaranteed. Try doing that with a 401k plan. I mean, when the money runs out, it's gone. You can't call them up and say, I still need that check, because you're not going to like the answer you get. Well, first of all, you're going to wait 45 minutes on the phone.
That's
and then
true,
you're
going to
get a really disappointing answer.
Yeah.
So why not build an income plan, okay? Not a pile, not just a pile of money. You need the pile of money, don't get me wrong, but you need a plan for it. Because if you don't plan for it, it could be gone sooner than you want it to. That's the problem. So there's the key. Build a plan. Make the money work. Know what you're going to get on a piece of it. So if that interests you in any way, give us a call. Let me run some numbers just to show you what your retirement income could look like. And you might be surprised. You might be able to retire sooner than you thought if you have the right plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
So 508-552-3230 is the number to call. And just say, yeah, geez, I'd like to talk to Steve about that. It might make sense. And honestly, I don't know until I meet you and know your situation. I don't know if it's going to make sense. But I'll tell you what, for a lot of people I've talked to, it makes perfectly good sense to build layers of income. And that's what you want. You need to replace your check, gang. That is the bottom line, Jess.
Absolutely. You know, another thing we've been talking about here for, I want to say months, the clock on the so-called Trump tax cuts are continuing to just tick, tick, tick away.
Right.
And of course, you know, barring any action by Congress, the tax cuts signed into law back in 2017, they will expire in 2 years. So, Steve, two things here. Can you explain how it's going to affect retirees? And is there anything that we can do to lessen the impact?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, being proactive is one of them. But we have basically this year and next year are the two key years that you can try to be more proactive with your situation. And most people have their money in traditional 401ks, right? I mean, that's the default mode, right? Is put your money in your company's 401k. They'll give you a match, yada, yada. And I think it's great. You always want to take advantage of the match, because that's free money, in my opinion. You want to try to maximize as much as you can put in, especially if you're over 59 and a half, right? That magic number. There's no reason why you shouldn't try to max out those contributions, because there's no penalties if you needed to take back a little bit, right? And you're getting that deduction if you do pre-tax, or if your tax bracket calls for it. See, here's the cool part, Jess. We got 2 years in a low federal tax environment. Now, I have to use the word federal because depending on the state you're in, and we're in Massachusetts, and we're not the most tax-friendly state, folks. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it is what it is. And that's why a lot of people are out of here and they're 6 month and one dayers in Florida or whatever other state, right? But the reality is, you know, you got to look at your situation. And if you're a family and you're making, you know, say gross under 100, then you seriously have to look at a Roth 401k, because you're only in, believe it or not, okay, you're only in the 12% federal tax bracket. That's it. And that's going to go away in 2 years. So that's what I mean by being proactive. Should you pay a little bit now, right? Have a little bit pain now, so that in the future you have less pain for a longer period of time. That's the question. So it's not a yes or no answer. See, that's the problem, is it really is individualized. And that's why people listening here, you need to make a phone call. I mean, you really should give us a call or go online and say, hey, you know, I got to talk to Steve. I mean, I don't know if I'm a candidate for a Roth, or should I just stay the course? Should I add more? And I've had, Jess, I'll tell you, I've had more people going online, well, I guess I have to say last year, right? 2023.
Yeah.
Than I've had probably in the previous, conservatively, 3 to 5 years, right? It's been that much activity of people just wanting to figure out, I mean, you know, what should I do, Steve? I heard this or I heard that. I'll give you a crazy story. And this is why people are confused, Jess, right? So I had somebody call me and we were talking and they said, oh, well, I talked to this other financial whatever. And he said that I shouldn't put in more than my company match into a 401k. And I'm sitting there shaking my head. I go, so you're not supposed to save more than that for retirement? And I go, where are we going with this? I go, that is probably the least, I'll be very nice here because it's my radio show. That's probably the least intelligent piece of advice I've heard given out there. But see, that's the problem, is that there are so many of us types out there. That doesn't mean that they're financially smart. It just means that they have a license. And I guess I could say that being in this business for 37 years.
Well, I was just going to point that out. I mean, it's about experience. It's about literally getting your hands dirty and working in this industry versus having a certificate. And I mean, there's a reason why you've earned the name Cape Cod's Retirement Income Specialist.
I mean, look, there's a lot of stuff being thrown around out there, and you just can't take someone's word. You got to say, okay, it's like going to a doctor. It's like, you know, someone just got out of med school, right? And I'm sure they're nice folks and all this stuff, but is that the person you want operating on you? You know, first timer, second timer? No, you want someone who's been there and done that. It's routine to them. Okay. They know it. They know the field. They know how things work, okay? That's who you want to put your faith and confidence in. So I get it that it's kind of a minefield out there, but that's why there are people like me out here. But the problem is, you're listening and that's great, but you need to be proactive. I mean, how do I know if you want me to call you unless you take some action, right? Just go online. It's not hard, right? fairwayfinancial.net. There's a box up there that you can click and you see my whole schedule. I'd love to get a second opinion on what's going on. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll be happy to do it. I don't charge a fee to do that. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. I mean, heck, I even wrote a book about it a few years back, and it's available to you if you want. I'd be happy to give you a copy. It's kind of like a, retirement roadmap, I guess.
I was going to say a guide to retirement. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, it's not very complicated. Trust me. You're going to find that this is who I am. I speak like this. I write like this. I'm just I'm a regular guy, right? I mean, my father was a cop in Everett. I consider myself a blue-collar guy, even though I'm in a white-collar job.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care. I mean, I just want to help people and give them all my years of knowledge to try to help them get a better path, to help them feel a little bit more confident in what they're trying to do for retirement, right? I mean, that's the name of the game.
Get more details on the website, fairwayfinancial.net. That's fairwayfinancial.net.
Stephen Anzoni is a licensed insurance provider by the Division of Insurance and is not registered as an investment advisor in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. does not give investment, tax, or legal advice. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Massachusetts Insurance License 172-2314.